Oh, now can I talk? Am I allowed to talk now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and welcome to Cripple System, episode 99 Balloons. Isn't that the right number?
99 Red Balloons.
Red Balloons. Red balloons.
Get it right, Brian.
No.
Red Luft Balloons.
Yeah. Well, I don't speak German, so I can't say it properly. Well, and Nathan would have been, if Nathan was here, he would have made the reference.
He would have also made the reference.
So I just like half-assed the reference because I'm like, eh, whatever. Although I do like that song. It's on one of my CDs in the car for car trips.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on one of my.
Well, that's good.
Well, it keeps you awake.
Yeah, I love that song. Don't get me wrong. Okay. I was really happy when they did the like outtake for the Wedding Crashers and they did the 99 Red Balloons. That was enjoyable.
And I'm Brian.
And what do you play?
I think Crix. I was deleting my list from my war room. I'm trying to refresh my brain because starting January, I'm trying to get some lists ready. So in January, when I start coming down Wednesdays again, I want to have a couple lists I want to kind of play through. So I clear the old stuff out of the way. So I didn't like taint my opinion of lists. So I've been like purging the lists and I'm have to recreate some Crix.
I was going to say is I just let war room randomly delete them for me.
Oh, I've never had that problem.
Used to be. I installed War Room. I have no more lists.
When you first install War Room, it gets unhappy with you.
Yeah, I was. I don't remember why I had to, but there was something I hate. It was just annoying the hell.
Well, I have two devices now, so I can save the thing.
So the other device, yeah.
So I save the one device.
So yeah, I do. I save it on my phone as well. I am Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forums, and I play Rhett and Legion, although at the moment I play lots and lots and lots of Destiny. And then occasionally. Nerd. Consider thinking about War Machine.
Nerd.
I didn't even invite you to board games yesterday. I'm like, you know what? He's not going to be.
We were hosting a party last night, Katie, so I wouldn't have been able to.
Be busy.
And I also helped get ready.
You know, I talked to her during the week, and she's like, Jeremy tries, but he really does nothing. And you know, I'm like, you know what? He can stay home and play Destiny. I don't need to.
I was very helpful for the record.
Yes. I'm sure you were.
I was.
Katie, wherever she is nodding, going, yep, you're helpful, Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. So Katie actually had to be at work tonight, so she might actually jump into the chat room for the Twitch stream, but obviously not here in person, which is a little bit sad. But
yeah, Nathan's also sick, too.
Yeah.
Because there was a party last night.
There was a party.
The annual Shea party where vomiting 2 years in a row.
Hey, no puke angels occurred. I told everyone when they came in the door.
But there was puking. The guy said puked outside.
There was puking, but it was outside and not in my yard.
All right.
So I'm going to allow it.
We were trying to get a poop thing going.
Yeah, you guys were talking about poop angels. Since we said there were no puke angels, you said there could be poop angels.
So your dogs may have accidentally been fed a lot of food.
I saw the picture on Facebook. For the record, one of my dogs shit in my basement because of that.
Hey,
I don't think it was because of that.
It was a cat. I think that could have been Fuma.
It was not Fuma. That was,
No, that did not come from Fuma. No,
it came from Arya and her stinky asshole.
I was not feeding any animals. There's no pictures of me doing that.
I know for a fact
there's no pictures, but you fed them.
You fed them.
I will roll over and say you fed them.
The only pictures show Jim feeding both animals.
Yeah.
Very proudly, too. We were all.
Yeah, he was very excited about it. That's true.
Well, they were so hungry.
They were going to treat them. They were the source of our poop angels. So we were. They were very hungry.
It was a good party, though. It was Katie and I last year when we had a party. It was all pretty much the War Machine crowd. There were a few of our friends that know other War Machine players, but don't necessarily. Ted and his brothers came, but it was almost exclusively a War Machine thing. This time we let all of our worlds collide, and so we had Katie's work friends and my work friends and War Machine people. And
that's how it stayed segregated through the rest of the night.
It didn't, actually. The Cards Against Humanity game had people from all three groups playing.
When I went down obviously when they brought that out, when I left, because
you don't love that game at all.
Well, it's the worst. I don't know if it's worse than Werewolf.
Werewolf's pretty cool. I like Werewolf. Cards Against Humanity is just what?
I don't know what's worse, Werewolf or Cards vs. Humanity. The problem with Werewolf, it gets louder. Cards vs. Humanity can get louder, but it's...
It usually doesn't. Werewolf always gets loud.
Well, that's because people are always drinking a lot before.
People were drinking a lot during and before we played Cards vs. Humanity.
How long do you guys play Cards vs. Humanity?
I don't remember.
Was
exactly.
It more than 15 to 20 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's where... Cards vs. Humanity is fun if you play it once a year... For 15 to 20 minutes, and you realize you're not clever.
We didn't go around the circle a full two times, but the circle was 13 people, so...
Well, but usually people say, let's just play the first 20 cards, and then it's like the third 20 cards, and you're like, let's just play the deck. And that guy had, like, the mega box that was, like, the size of a house.
So he hit all the expansions.
Yeah. I imagine he would just play through the deck once. And I'm like, oh, my God. Because, so you guys only played... You only did one...
We did, like, one and a half rotations of 13 people. So we did, like... I don't know, roughly 20 cards.
It's still pretty good for your some of the people who play that game.
Yeah, I mean, we played it long enough to have fun with it, and then we moved on to Telephone Pictionary.
Which is amazing.
Which is amazing.
Did you play that
game? And I have all of the... I know last year, Nathan put all of the sheets up online, so I saved all the sheets. There were two or three games of Telephone Pictionary played. Katie and I saved all the sheets. I was going to bring them tonight, but then I heard Nathan was sick. So I'm going to bring them to Nathan like Wednesday or whatever, so that Nathan can put online again the ridiculousness that was the...
Nathan brought some other game. Did he play it too? He printed off something.
I heard he played some spy game that didn't work because people were too drunk to play it.
Did you try that at all? Whatever that
was. No.
Yeah, apparently the way it worked was everyone except one person knew where they were, like what location they were, and they were supposed to like carefully suss out who knew and didn't know. But like Katie gave the example that they were in a schoolroom, and so somebody asked someone, "So you were at the place with a chalkboard and desks as well, right?" And so the spy immediately knew where they were, was the schoolroom, and then it was just over. So, like, if you're not drunk, it could be an interesting game, but for drunk people, it's a bad game. Because you have to give, like, really subtle hints and, like, think about it, like, so.
So Cards Against Humanity is the worst thing in the world.
It's not.
It is. Cause
it is not.
It's because you get it's apples to apples, which is, you know.
So, Brian, here's the problem with both Werewolf and Cards Against Humanity for you.
For
both of them, your problem is you don't drink. I would never, ever, ever play either of those games stone sober. It would be a miserable experience. I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of games you can't play drunk because they're like the rules that like the spy game or just like you would never want to Terra Mystica. Hanabi. You'd never try to play drunk. It would be miserable. I've tried it once.
It's Hanabi real, didn't work very
it's
well.
It's real bad. Hanabi. Yeah, we tried Hanabi. Like there's a lot of games you can't play drunk, and then there's this other opposite spectrum of games you can't play sober. And Cards Against Humanity and Werewolf both fall squarely into that group.
I think you could play Werewolf not being drunk as well.
I've played Werewolf and Mafia sober, and it is not much fun.
Well,
it gets boring really quick.
Gen Con has the big mecca for... like I think Werewolf at Gen Con is cool because they spend Friday night and the Saturday morning. They all go in their quarters. And the thing, I guess the reason I like Werewolf is because it's always loud where I'm trying to do something else.
That is annoying.
So I don't like Werewolf because of the mechanics of Werewolf. I just like Werewolf because it's always fucking up my enjoyment of whatever else I'm trying to do.
The other thing is,
not like I hate the game because of what it is. I hate it because it just fucks with my life.
The other thing is both games can be played when you're super tired or super drunk because it turns out the two are very similar. Like I've played Werewolf sober but at 3 a.m. People, and it's also fun then.
Did you ever do Werewolf or Mafia or the forums? Because Jim liked doing that on the forum. Like, people would do like Werewolf or Mafia forums. People that's really big on certain forums have subsections where they just have online games and they play Mafia. Or
I mean,
Werewolf.
I've done like online RPGs and stuff on via forums, but I've never done something like Mafia.
Talk Fantasy Football or Talk Blood Bowl. That site I think they actually still have a specialized forum for
and
Werewolf.
I see a lot of other forums that have those kind of things.
But yeah, so anyway, so we played that. I tried to teach mostly my work friends the game Ladies and Gentlemen. John and Casey were also there, and then several of my work friends. But one of my friends was so blitzed that he could like barely read his cards. And one of my other friends was just drunk enough to not pay any attention to any of the rules and just guess at how the mechanics worked the whole time. Like, when you play drunk Ladies and Gentlemen with people who are gamers, it works. Because the mechanics are not that complex for someone who's a gamer. Like, we've talked about how there's the barrier to entry. People that play a lot of games. So when we played with a lot of us drinking the first night of Gen Con this last year, that worked. Because the captain was drinking, and Jen was drinking, and I was drinking, and Katie was drinking. But we all play games a lot. And so the mechanics are simple enough for us that it wasn't a big deal. Turns out when non-gamers try to learn that game drunk, it just doesn't work at all. Like, even a little bit. Like, it just didn't work. We stopped after two days. Like, the end of the second day, we just called it and went downstairs.
I was going to say, you spent like an hour explaining that
game. I couldn't
game.
Get them to pay attention enough to it. Like, I was like, all right, just the girls, I'm going to explain the mechanic. And then all of the people that were gentlemen would just, like, start interjecting drunkenly into my explanation. And it's like, no, I need the five of you to shut the fuck up, and I'm going to explain to these five people what they're doing.
You tried. It was adorable. And then John brought bison, and I ate a lot of bison, and it was good.
Bison was amazing.
And then someone fed the dogs a lot of bison, and they pooped.
You fed the bison to the dogs?
I did not.
Fuckers.
I refuse to give bison to the dogs.
That is a waste of fucking bison.
I gave little pieces
God
to the
damn
dogs.
It.
Oh, Jim.
They were so hungry.
What you're saying is the one big piece of bison I had was less than the amount my dogs ate.
Your
dogs
had
yes.
dogs. Your dogs yes. had more bison than bison than you.
Yeah, you're definitely,
you
definitely. Your dogs
guys
had more
your
bison.
Your dogs like a quarter cup of food a day. And then
that's
for,
untrue.
For treats, you give them regular dog food for treats because they're so starved for food.
They're so starved.
They're happy to eat
they
dog. No dog in America gets dog food. Is a treat other than your animals.
Maybe our dogs are just well-trained.
That's why when me and Jim are watch your house, we come over there, we just like bring steak and stuff for the dogs. They're just living high life. They love it.
Yeah, definitely your dog
I bring Fuma a live tuna. I just threw it on the ground.
It flops around a little bit. She claws at it.
She has fun with it.
It's a toy and a food.
Yeah.
It was a really good part. I really had fun. Katie's funny because she really, really enjoys hosting and she really, really has fun once people are there. But the day of, she gets super, super nervous that no one's going to show up or no one's going to have a good time. So it's always really funny to watch that roller coaster with Katie. She's like super excited.
Is she on her thing, by the way?
She's on.
I think her pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin.
That pumpkin roll was amazing.
That pumpkin roll is amazing. I ate more than I should have.
I also ate quite a bit.
And I don't like pumpkin.
Did you get any of the pumpkin roll?
I had a little bit of it. And
it vanished quickly.
That was all the cream cheese was like butter. It was good.
It was good. Great job, Katie.
Well done.
That was amazing.
Yes. But so yeah, so the party was really, really fun. I enjoyed
myself. Next year, everyone's invited.
Yeah, we had. Gosh, I didn't do an actual.
You had probably 20. Yeah,
there were between 25 and 30 people there, and it turns out 25 to 30 people fit surprisingly well in my house.
Almost six people left before me.
All right, so Ted left early. Jordan left early because Jordan just wasn't
another couple left, and I snuck out with them.
There was a couple that left early?
There's two couples that left early. They left. I followed out one of the couples. Early. I literally, they got ready. I grabbed my coat and snuck out the door with them, so I have to say my goodbyes.
I don't remember who it was that left early.
I don't know. It was some of your, one of your two.
I think it might have been Katie's work friends. Like, seeing Katie's work friends and my work friends in the same environment, it was quite clear that my work friends are much more like drink and play games, and her work friends are much more like, we're grown-ups now and we do grown-up activities.
Well, that's because the accountants are so boring.
The people she invited weren't accountants mostly.
Oh, really?
They were people that... So there's only like three accountants in her whole office. Travis and Carrie don't work with her. Oh, Travis and Carrie left.
They were the ones who left.
Okay,
Travis and Carrie
had like three parties that night. Yeah. So they left early.
Party, party, party.
But yeah. So most of the people from Katie's work aren't accountants. Like they're brokers or like salespeople. Like people you
Sounds
would think would
so
want to party.
Boring.
People you would think would be into partying, but apparently we just don't party at a high enough level for them.
Yeah, I can see that. You guys, your partying bored me. I left.
You went and got a soda. And
yeah, I'm like, I'm out. This is boring.
But yeah, no, it was. I enjoyed throwing the party. I don't know. The problem is, if we're going to have 30 people over, it's not something we can do all the time because it's fairly overwhelming.
We're having another one in 2 weeks for New Year's Eve. Everyone's coming over your place for New Year's Eve.
That's not my understanding.
Katie told me yesterday, New Year's Eve, to your place.
I just saw Katie type yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's true.
Yeah, no, I saw Katie type yes.
We're going to keep it between 15 and 20 for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
We're keeping it light.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, it was not bad to pick up from this party. As opposed to the last party that involved puke angels and things like that, like the picking up from this party was throwing away cans and bottles, which I can live with. There were definitely some dishes that were dirty, but most of that was also throwawayable. Like it was not as bad.
Well, there we go. So okay. That's our first topic.
Yes.
In summary, Cards versus Humanity is the worst thing ever. If you play it and you're not drunk and you like it, you're still wrong. So you take two things that are offensive, you put them together, and then it's funny. But the thing is, all the cards together are funny, so you're not clever.
Cards that aren't funny together.
Very few, but almost all the cards use humanity are all atrociously inappropriate.
See, I used to think it was fairly random who would win, but last night we only went through like 20 cards, and one person had seven of them. So I think there's some element of skill involved,
well,
I just don't have it.
I don't... This only skill in that game is knowing what if me and Andy are put our cards together and you're the person who's picking,
right.
We have to know what you think is funny. Because I've seen people put combinations together that are hilarious, but the person that's the picker doesn't have a clue what that person
wasn't
just
impressed.
Meant. It was too highbrow humor for him.
Your humor was too highbrow for
or someone not my humor. My is too lowbrow. Okay. That's, you used the word poop too much. And
there is a lot of cards that involve poop or feces in Cards Against Humanity.
Surprise.
You would think you would like
Have it. You seen the unboxings for the Black Friday stuff for Cards Against Humanity?
It was poop. Is it all poop?
They literally said on their website in their store that like if you buy this we are just going to ship you poop, and that's what they shipped everyone bullshit.
I heard that was a thing. But.
Yeah, no, it was a real thing. I don't mind that game that much. It is something that's it's good like every 6 months to a year.
Well, yeah, I haven't played it in, and I will say this against like your thing is that they're all terrible things. The game that's the clean version of Cards Against Humanity, which is apples to apples, I think it's boring much faster than Cards Against Humanity.
You mean
because it's supposed to be witty and clever, but it's not like it's just not as funny. Like, it's just not.
I guess I get offended too easily by the people who think, man, I put the words poop and Hitler together. It was hilarious. Well, obviously, you're not actually funny. It's it's poop and Hitler. It's going to be funny. You're not actually
so
funny.
Next year, the same party, we're going to get Brian rip-roaringly drunk and then throw him against Cards Against
good,
Humanity.
Good luck getting Brian.
Him having fun.
Good luck getting him rip-roaringly drunk.
You haven't had
drunk.
The right combination of things to get me to get drunk. There's well, only see, certain things that can
so
happen.
I can. There's this thing called grenadine, and what you do is you open it and you dump out half the bottle, and then you replace it with a tasteless liqueur.
You can find. You know, the thing is, I can't not taste alcohol. I don't care what you give me. I've never had a drink where I can't go alcohol.
Well, if I mix in something that's also cherry flavored, maybe you won't notice.
You can try, but I've never.
I have a whole year to test theories. So.
Yeah.
every time I hand you grenadine, it's kind of a typical.
Oh, if you actually handed me a drink with alcohol in it, you wouldn't see, A, I'd throw it in your face, and B, I would probably smash the bottle. You wouldn't see me angry, try to give me alcohol.
I would never trick someone into drinking, except I did do that to Katie one time.
Well, she's a girl, so you're supposed to trick them into drinking. I mean, if you don't have a roofie handy, you got to give them the alcohol.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's okay. What websites is. Pro tips.
It's nice that we come back to that after last episode.
Start there.
But anyway, so I'm like...
All right, Katie.
Do we have announcements this week? I guess we could theoretically...
There was an event yesterday in Milwaukee. It started late. That's the announcement.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Well, who knows why? I mean, sometimes store owners...
No one ever knows.
Yeah. It's like a store had a problem once. If they have a problem again, then it's probably a problem. But, you know, when it's a one-time problem, I can't judge a store. But maybe they have a consistent problem. They should stop it if they
do. I don't know.
Nathan's not here, so he can't announce what he's doing on the 3rd.
January 3rd at Pegasus Games, he is running a 50-point steamroller event. And you get to pick a bond before in your list. So basically, you go through the list of the core books, and you can pick your faction bonds.
That's kind of cool.
One bond picking for one jack, which is
kind of
cool.
That is kind of a cool idea.
Because judges can now run events.
Yeah. No, Brian.
Yeah,
judges have always been able to run events. They just wrong.
Yeah.
You just didn't understand.
Yeah, they didn't. There was some confusion.
You're just wrong.
You didn't understand what everybody else understood.
Well, no, just
the
all of
time.
The... So hilariously, even though we pick very intelligent people to be judges, none of them understood that they were allowed to run events. So they're not that smart.
Hey, I'll never accuse a judge of being too smart. I've met almost all of them.
That's true. I've met a lot of judges.
Travis is probably the smartest judge I know.
Wow.
And that's the bar's pretty low.
That is a low bar.
That's a low bar. But he's the smartest of them.
That's true.
Nathan thinks he's the smartest of them, but Travis is actually the smartest of them.
Hmm.
Nathan's in the top 5.
Aren't there only like 12 judges or something?
Yeah, top 5 is pretty good.
He's above average. He's a C-plus student.
I mean, they're obviously above all the Texans, but you know.
Well, yeah, that's not hard.
But you know.
Well, Texas just breeds judges.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we don't need any more announcements.
That's the announcement.
Speaking of the Texans.
Okay.
Keith is moving back to Madison.
Oh, yes.
That's not Texas at all.
Suck it, Muse. We get Keith back.
He finally felt the siren call of his home.
He's like, man, Iowa's the worst. I have to get the fuck out of this state.
To be fair, he never stopped saying Iowa was the worst.
I mean, it kept him, he was trapped in Iowa mostly because Will's dick was shoved in his ass for so hard, twisted up in there.
He couldn't pull out.
He finally was able to snap free. And considering Will is in Texas, that's a pretty long dick, so good job there, Will. But he finally dislocated. Jim is like, man, when Keith gets back, we have to like detox him from the Texas attitude.
The funny thing though is, so Jim for the past like 2 years since Keith has been down there, is he after Keith left, he slowly degraded into I'm never playing War Machine ever again.
Yeah, it was like 6 months to a year.
That was a gradual slide.
Yeah, and then just
and a very painfully annoying slide because he was unhappy the entire way down.
Yes, and then
Jim's unhappy. Everybody's unhappy.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And then finally Jim was like last Wednesday, he's like, hey, I just came down to hang out. I'm thinking of playing again.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, well, not only do we get Keith back, the more important thing is we get Marshall back.
Right. Which Marshall, actually, I will say this. I think Marshall does more to build a community wherever he plays than any person I've ever seen.
Marshall's
like, it's impressive.
Best. A, he's always there, which is good. Yes. B, he's a great guy.
Yep.
I mean, he's just fun to chat with. He's just
he's a good opponent for everyone from someone playing their first game to someone who's preparing to play in Masters.
Yeah.
Like, he literally can play against any level of person and give them a good game.
Yeah.
Which is something most of us struggle with, quite frankly. Yep.
That's very true.
Like, I have a certain level where I can give you a good game, and if you're like not somewhere in that range, then sorry.
Yeah, no, Marshall being back is pretty great. Also, yeah, so it's good. And,
and obviously he'll be bringing his wife with him.
Yeah.
She is not a farmer.
Marshall's wife?
Marshall is the wife. No, no, but Jackie, who's not a former Madisonian, but we're still excited to have her. So,
and we're actually, and Ben from Misty is talking about playing again. So we're really we're getting some of our competitive players.
Madison meta. Because
right
the
now
rise.
All you guys suck, and you're not giving me any real challenge.
Oh, just, how many Masters are you in?
I've been in Misty one, two, four, this year. This year, one, two, one, one.
How many was I in?
Zero.
Two.
You're in two. You're in one.
No, I was in two.
You were in Adepticon.
I was in Adepticon, and I was in. Oh, you're right. I was on the bubble. I was the one person out at Gen Con. You're right.
Oh, one person out.
I was one person out. I was. But shit happened.
Happens.
That's true too. Let's see.
So yeah, Keith.
So yeah. I'll be honest. All I can think about is Destiny right now. My raid group just cleared Crota's End tonight at like...
Which is a new raid boss.
The new raid boss at 5:30. So a lot of people have gotten to Crota. Like the first... There's like three phases prior to the main boss. The first one gives you loot. The second one gives you loot. The third one doesn't give you loot and is by far the hardest of the first three. And then there's Crota, who's just a motherfucking sorcerer. Like he's actually a sword knight. But like he's just the unbeatable challenge of the raid. And so like everybody's beat the first two and gotten the loot drops. And then a lot of people beat the third one, but you don't get anything from that. And so then our group is one of the fairly early groups, as far as I know. Like, there are people online that have definitely beat it. Somebody posted beating the fight with the final boss in 6 minutes, which is, by the way, fairly absurd and obscene.
But, well, there's always that big race, like because WoW has their big raid out.
And the now, world first.
Well, yeah, because in WoW, Destiny has, like, regular difficulty, not heroic difficulty?
Not for the new raid. The raid, they release normal. Heroic doesn't release till January.
Okay.
But yes.
But so while you come out with a normal mode, then you have a heroic mode, then you have a mythic mode. And then underneath normal is this what's called LFR, where you can just like everyone randomly queues and just shoves people together.
Yeah.
It's basically called spectator mode because it's so easy. But it lets people who don't want to join guilds see the content. So right. It's cool and they get some gear and it's
neat.
Let
them see the raid is cool.
Let them taste it.
Let the little people
but
know.
But people
what it's like.
Are guilds are still always trying to race to be the first mythic perk. Yep, luckily the people we play with, we don't really care about mythics, so we're never in that race. But that's WoW's a job when you're trying to like
hardcore. Yeah,
when you're trying to be that guy.
Yeah, yeah. We want to at least see the content to play the content. We don't have to see it in an extremely difficult setting.
Now, you guys are in the same raid group together. Any of the other locals in your same? Is Jordan?
No,
in your raid group?
Everyone else who plays.
No, Jordan plays fucking Alliance. Fuck him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The thing about WoW with a lot of people who play War Machine now played WoW before War Machine. Like when I log in, I'll literally have 15 friends at any given time playing WoW. Every different server.
Yeah.
You can cross play with people on the same faction. So I can, I play with Keith, even though he's a different server. Uh-huh. You can do some stuff, but I haven't tried. I don't know if for raiding, if the person who's the raid leader has to be the leader to invite them or how that works exactly, but you can do some cross playing. But people have all these pre-established friendships and guilds already because they played before.
It's like having a hometown you came from or something like that.
Yeah, that's kind of what WoW is. It's a place before. No. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Brian and I, we've been playing in the same guild since vanilla.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's most of the people I talk to, that's kind of the way it is.
And I will say, the one thing I miss about Destiny is, like, beating those things and playing those things is fun. And honestly... just chatting with JR and Alex was the most fun.
Oh, man. I raid with JR and Alex really regularly, and it's just the most fun hanging out with them.
That would be the only reason I really play Destiny is just chat with those guys. Like, if I would start playing some PS4 games, I would just join the chat with them just to chat with them while I'm doing the game I'm doing.
But yeah. And you definitely should do that.
Yeah, I need to play some more PS4 games.
I see you on the PS4 every once in a while. I'm never playing anything. You're just logged in.
Well, I'm either logged in, but like today I was in the PS4 playing. I was playing Netflix for 7 hours today.
Yeah, I watched Netflix on my PS4 as well. Yeah. I actually got some invites from people to join their party chats while I was watching Netflix. And all I can think, like, I'm not offended when people do that, but all I can think is, if you're inviting me to a party chat and I'm watching a television/movie on Netflix, do you really think what I want to do right now is chat? Like, it seems unlikely.
Netflix has really been raising their bar in the terms of like comedies, and
they've added a lot.
They've been adding a lot of their own content.
Yep, their own content is like their big thing lately.
Yep, and Longmire.
Yeah, they're getting Longmire. Netflix is getting Longmire.
Oh, are they really? Well,
yeah,
it's going to be wonderful.
But yeah, so that's unfortunately mostly what my mind is on.
So yeah, I mean, well, it's
because the new content dropped last Tuesday.
It's wintertime.
It's also that.
So basically, you have a choice of, you know, either we're playing game nights at certain game nights, mm-hmm. or we're home and it's cold and we don't want to leave the house anyway, so we're probably playing video games.
Right. Or foggy outside.
Oh, so I mean, yeah, it's ridiculously foggy in Madison.
So I'm either inside. I'm not. Most of my own's already painted, and what's not painted, I'm not motivated to paint. So I'm just playing. Mm-hmm. We're all just playing video games.
Yep.
I mean, I will say I played board games for 8 hours yesterday.
I do need to go through my bag I got back from you guys and see how many models got broken and who's the boss.
They were all pretty good.
Brian said only a few of them are completely dismantled.
Well, no, no. The only one that I know, and she was pulled from the bag broken in the first place, was Bethane.
What? She wasn't broken when I put her away.
She was broken when I pulled her from the bag.
What, just their claws came off?
Yeah. You have her in a very thin.
Yeah, like thin I was almost too. Out of foam room, and I was like, yeah. No, Bethane, you can totally fit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no.
The joy of shoving a model into the foam, where it's tight but not too tight. A life story.
Life story.
Is really what the how
you've ever experienced that, Brian?
Not really. But it's a different thing there. We don't want to go. We don't want to describe that.
We don't want to go down there. That path.
No. It's very
dark.
Dark.
It gets dark quickly.
Need a flashlight. But yes.
Boop. But yeah, so obviously we don't have a lot of content tonight. We're probably going to jump to Zappity Grumble soon unless you guys have.
Yeah.
Was there any like any comments on our Twitch?
Not exactly. Jeremy's watching it.
I've been keeping half an eye on it just because I knew Katie was on there. I didn't know if she'd be giving me crap.
Where is it? I just refreshed right now, so I lost everything that was on there.
Oh, that's
we funny. Lost it all.
I wanted to make sure that our stream quality was still
it's
good.
So. It's nice that your upload and download are separate, so you and I can watch it, and it doesn't actually impede our upload, or at least it shouldn't.
It shouldn't, technically. Yeah. But if we had like a ton of things on it. I was running into troubles yesterday with... I think my computer started downloading all of its updates as I was playing WoW.
If you download a bunch of updates, it's bad.
So I was like, why the fuck is everything all red for the upload download?
It's amazing how when I might be just sitting at home or at work and I'm in a good mood, then my computer is like, I'm going to restart right now. And I actually turn into a murderous serial killer rage. I do not want to. I mean, if a computer wants to be like, hey, you should restart because of an update, you can give me that information. But you don't fucking make that decision for me.
On yourself.
Yeah. That is a decision that you do not have. No one has the authority to restart my computer with me. I don't care if it's going to save the fucking world. I choose when my computer fucking restarts, not you, computer. And I just get so fucking irate immediately as soon as it just tries to fucking restart itself.
Yeah. Katie says that Amazon Prime is unplayable trash.
That is 100% true about Amazon Prime, by the way.
You guys get it recently? Or
her mom has an account, and so they use our Netflix. We use their Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Okay. I've used Amazon Prime. I've been okay with it. The one I actually really disliked, it was Hulu Plus.
Yeah, Hulu Plus, you're paying money for, like, you're getting shows that are probably already available on Netflix.
Well, or on demand.
The thing about Hulu Plus, on demand is pretty good. Like, if I have cable, mm-hmm. but I also have Hulu Plus, and I also have Amazon Prime, and I also have Netflix, which is really sad.
That's a little ridiculous of all of them.
But Hulu Plus, you complain about Amazon Prime. She was complaining about Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime is like Netflix, but worse.
But worse.
But, yes, correct.
But it's much cheaper. And it's free. You get Amazon Prime because you want the shipping, so you get this video feature, which is neat.
Right. The video feature is just like a side add-on for them.
But it's, correct. And it's not bad. The problem is Netflix has a pretty good menu system where you can search through. Mm-hmm. Searching in Amazon Prime is poor. But once you get used, like I'm so
it's
used
also to really it. Easy to rent something in Amazon Prime when you think you're watching it for free. I've done that a couple of different times that I was like, oh, that's available for instant watching on Amazon Prime. And I click it, and it's like, okay, you just paid $2 because they have their Amazon Prime account set up for like, when I tell you to buy something, just buy it. Don't ask me 17 times.
Mine always pops up for the PIN code, but that's how I know.
Yeah, there's a set to just don't bother me, just buy it. And so, like, I've bought several movies that way, and I'm just like, it's like $2 because we're renting. I'm not buying them, but it's still like.
I do give them money because occasionally if I'm watching a TV show, I miss an episode, I can go back and just buy that one episode.
That I do like about Amazon Prime is like I think I talked about seeing The Flash. Yeah. And I missed the first episode of The Flash, and I thought I would be able to catch it on demand. In fact, when I went to the website, it was still there. I'm like, I'll just let it queue up and or my video recorder pick it up, and then nope, it wasn't there.
You got to be really careful with Hulu. Like I've gotten I'll get busy or whatever because I've told on air before that most of my Hulu watching is at work. Yeah. So like occasionally I'll get behind. I'll get actually like busy at work. And I'll fall behind on a show, and it's like really bad times when one show falls off the end of the queue. Yeah. It's like, now what do I do? Crap.
Amazon Prime. That's my backup.
You can rent it on Amazon Prime, or there are other less legitimate ways to do
that. Yes,
as well.
But we're adults with real jobs, so we don't do that anymore. But Hulu Plus, I don't mind Hulu Plus. I mean, it's got commercials, but it's like a lot of times, which I sometimes do at work or sometimes, I'll watch a show, then if it's on a channel, then the next morning I can watch it on Hulu Plus. Mm-hmm. You can't. Amazon Prime or Netflix are a full season of time a year later.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hulu Plus is the next day.
And Hulu is 8 days later.
Correct.
Exactly. And I do, like, the thing is, if there were a lot of people I talk to at work about a given show, but like you, the people that I chat with about shows are like you guys and stuff, and you guys all know I watch them 8 days later. Yeah. So like the Flash Arrow crossover that just happened, like you just didn't tell me what had happened because you knew I'd be watching 8 days, and now I watched it. And it was amazing, and I really enjoyed it. You have or have not seen it yet?
I've seen.
He doesn't watch Arrow; he watches the Flash.
Oh, you just watched the Flash?
Okay. I just watched the Flash. So I don't watch Arrow.
He only got half of the
crossover.
He only got half of the Arrow cave joke.
Yeah, the Arrow cave joke was amazing,
and it took two episodes.
It took two episodes to set it up.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I have to ask a question. This is probably spoilers for people listening.
Spoiler alert.
I already asked Brian. Did yours, for when the Flash and Arrow, they were fighting, doing their big fight, et cetera, et cetera.
And then the Flash episode. Their first big fight, yeah.
Yeah. And then they're like, hey, there's a bad guy out there. Let's go take care of him. And then commercial. And then come back from commercial. The guy's in one of the chambers already.
And for me, he just got. And so I said the same thing in my edit. It was basically they were fighting because the Flash was contaminated.
I've actually noticed that with Hulu on several shows this last week. Something happened on Hulu where every show when I came back from commercial break was the length of the commercial break into the next segment.
But I don't.
I had it happen several times.
But I don't know if I DVR the Flash. I watch it.
I watched several CW shows. I wonder if it's a problem on CW.
Maybe something broke. But it was just. It was kind of funny. Where they didn't show any of the fight at all with the main bad guy. They just showed him in jail already. And like, kind of hilarious. Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, I guess.
And I know a lot of viewers watch, or our listeners, but people who watch, we have like 3 viewers, so they probably don't watch it.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of live Twitch. Do we have a count on our live Twitch? Does it tell you how many we have actually watching?
It's 14-ish.
That's not 14. Bad.
You guys should be playing WoW right now or something.
Hey, when we tried Crota's End on Wednesday, the day after the content released, and I Twitch streamed it just for the hell of it. I didn't like really announce it. I told Katie, hey, Katie, announce it. And Katie, I think, failed a little bit. She may have posted it on Facebook.
Katie doesn't know how to fail.
Katie can't fail.
Yeah. Exactly.
So anyway, I don't think that it was very well announced. But we had like 3 or 4 people watching the stream.
She opened your door, screamed, "Hey, everyone, turn on Twitch."
But I was doing the new content, so I didn't have the comments up or anything because we were like seriously involved. And none of us watched ahead of time to see what the mechanics were. So like we were all just like fumbling like idiots in the dark, quite literally in the dark for the first phase.
Well, I'm sure that was great to watch too. It was like a black screen of Jeremy going,
"Oh no, a hole! Crap!"
No one watched. Man, I'm surprised Ryan wouldn't have had it been studied already.
So, well, no, we all agreed we would wait because we were running it the day after release. We all agreed we'd wait and figure it out ourselves because it's more fun that way. We figured out all the mechanics up to Crota. We did get there, but anyway, so there were like, I think at one point, because it flashes up every once in a while when you're Twitch streaming, like when someone joins or leaves, it pops up the number in the corner, but I was paying attention to other things. But I occasionally saw the number 4, so I know we had at least 4 people watching at one point. And I feel really bad I didn't Twitch stream today, because instead of looking like drunken idiots, today we actually cleared Crota. It would have been a much more interesting Twitch stream to watch.
No.
But for people that like Destiny, it would have been.
To be perfectly honest, I like watching people fail. Video games. It is more entertaining, especially when there's good commentary.
Now, when I Twitched, and I wasn't commentating very well, that's what I think would actually be the right way to do it, and I don't think you can do this, but if you had Twitch streaming, and if it were set up so that you could have someone who's not playing commentate while you're streaming, but you can only chat in the window. Like, you've chatted in the window when I Twitch streamed before, but it's not the same as, like, if you could voice over. Like, what am I thinking? Like, commentator mode, like spectator mode in like the Blizzard games. Like, something like that existed, it would be really cool.
We could do something like that. You just need a whole different setup,
right? It would require specialized equipment.
Yeah, instead of using the streaming that's directly off the PS4, you'd have to go into another machine and then
like
run
to
the audio.
If people are watching our stream, they'd see us talking, but actually there'd be someone, Katie could be in the corner. Just going, those guys are idiots.
Like Cartman Bra?
Yeah, exactly. Cartman Bra. That'd be exactly what it would be.
So I haven't been watching the stream. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, so I really enjoy Destiny, and so I wanted to share that with people, but I don't think
we're going to be watching it. What about Planetside 2? You told everyone to play
Planetside
2.
I've been playing. The problem is the Destiny, like I talked about Planetside 2, and I really like Planetside 2, and then literally the expansion for Destiny dropped last Tuesday. So since last Tuesday, I haven't gotten into Planetside.
What about Dragon Age 3?
I have logged into that with Katie a few times and played that. We have not beaten it yet.
What about Hearthstone?
Hearthstone I have played several times. You know I play Hearthstone because you guys see me in the Blizzard thing.
Yeah, we see you log in. Why is he playing Hearthstone? It's like they had a goblin.
Their expansion also just dropped.
Actually, the best part about the expansion is there's a whole bunch of failed videos of people buying brand new cards. It's like, I'm going to buy 60 cards. And then thunk. And then 5 seconds later, we're like, oh, I bought all the old cards.
Yeah, they bought like people spent real money to buy like $100 worth of the new cards, or they bought the old cards they already all had.
And the videos on the
there's videos online from the perspective of like somebody was like somebody's streaming. They're streaming. Like, this is gonna be awesome. I'm gonna buy these new cards.
Oh,
and
I see.
And like, and instead you see them go, oh my god,
that's pretty funny.
It's pretty good because the store was uber fucked up the first like 24 or 48 hours of the expansion. Like I jumped in like the day the expansion dropped, like within a few hours of when it went live, and it was like, hey, you got a pack from the new set. And I was like, excellent. And I opened the new pack and like,
Get a free pack.
You get a free pack.
Oh,
well, it might be over. Okay.
There was
a certain amount of time, but it may still be going. But anyway, so I got my free pack. I opened my free pack. Oh, cool, new cards, whatever. And then I noticed the store was open. I jumped in the store and I was like, oh, I don't need coins. I'm not going to spend money. And like there was the button to buy the new packs. I could. Screw it. And I went in and just played some games. And then I saw like all these videos come up on Facebook about people failing.
Yeah.
And I logged into Hearthstone that evening after work, and the store was just straight closed. They just closed the store because so many people like fucked up, or they may have had an issue on their end. I don't know. But like the store was just closed for another 24 to 48 hours. It was just like you couldn't buy packs if you wanted to.
My problem with Hearthstone is I would have to buy packs. Like I would play a game and like, man, these guys have all these crazy cards. And sure, I could get the time to get the cards. But my whole thing is time versus money. I just don't want to waste the time.
The thing that helped me for Hearthstone is I played during the beta.
Yeah.
And so partway through the beta, it was easier to get coins. For part of the beta, and B, they let you bring all your cards from the beta into the game.
Gotcha.
And so when the game started, I had a leg up on everybody that was like quite a bit of real dollar money because I'd been playing the beta for at least a couple of months. And when the beta first dropped was Christmas when I was visiting my family, and so for 24 hours for 4 straight days, my account was being played because my brothers all wanted to try the game, and so there were 5 boys rotating through my account. Like my account was just not idle for like 4 straight days, and every time they wanted to buy packs, so every time they got 100 coins, they just bought a pack. So by the time those 4 days were over, I had bought like 30 packs, nice. None of it with money.
Yeah,
I what I did for myself is I relegated myself to play only a little bit, just finish like the quests, and then that was done.
Yeah.
Whatever the daily quest was.
There's new quests. There's a whole new quest line that you have to... You need 700 coins to unlock each phase of it, and there's like 9 phases. Or for $25, you just unlock the whole thing, and they're super hard challenges, and they unlock cards as you beat them.
Kind of like Naxxramas.
It is Naxxramas. Yeah. Oh, you already beat Naxxramas?
I haven't beat Naxxramas. I'm like 2 wings in.
I thought you meant Naxxramas. I didn't know if you'd seen Naxxramas. I didn't know how recently you'd played.
No, I have a lot of them. I just did the quest, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah. I do have an announcement.
Okay.
It's really the Crippled System store has been updated by Nathan.
Oh yes.
We have the unplayable trash,
which I need to buy that shirt.
One thing that I didn't understand about this is because I'm old and technology is weird, is when you look at a shirt on our web store, it'll show you some color. Like a lot of the shirts default to white, but you can literally change the colors of all the shirts. Like just because you see a white shirt or a black shirt, you can make that shirt green or purple or red. You could even throw that same logo onto like a hoodie or whatever you want. It's completely customizable. It's pretty slick. I didn't realize
how
ridiculous. I figured, okay, here's a t-shirt. That's my only choice. But you can go crazy and customize all that stuff.
Somebody commented about my stream, Taubeast. They want to hear everyone else. I thought when I did this very last stream that only 4 people watched, I had it set up so you could hear my whole fire team. So if anyone actually watched that and can let me know if you could hear everything, let me know.
If you're doing the fire team off of Destiny itself, it'll have all the voices.
It has to be in Destiny because we were in party chat. It
has to be in Destiny. Okay. Party chat doesn't carry over.
That was what I did
unless they've made a change in that within the last couple months. So I'll have to make
sure next time I stream we do fire team chat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Such is life.
It's kind of annoying. I would really like to do some of our own like let's plays of playing any game.
Well, that's why I do Destiny because it is like a different side thing.
There's gonna be a Shadows of Mordor DLC coming out in the very near future. I'll be playing that quite a bit.
I need to play that game.
It's so good.
I want to buy it, and I know that I don't have time to play it, so I'm not buying it yet.
At least.
When I know for a fact that it would be cheaper if I wait,
yeah.
It's silly to buy it now and then not play it until the point in time where it's cheaper.
Yeah. at least a game like, and I've told her, I've mentioned, I recommended this last week, but, or 2 weeks ago, the Telltale game, Borderlands game. Mm-hmm. Like, that's an amazing game. At least that game, it only takes you 3 hours and you're done until the next chapter. So it's not like, Shreds of Mordor, you're talking 20 plus hours, you know, to play. Well, you probably beat it under 20, but if you win the achievements, maybe 20, 30.
And yeah, if you, yeah. Never mind. I'm just mumbling.
So that's what I had. Zappity.
Are we ready to zappity it up?
Talby says that he could not hear everyone else.
Okay. Yeah, we were in party chat. So
and that's... That's
obnoxious. Because, like, there's all these settings inside the game that are, like, share my chat with, like, the Twitch stream. And then in the Twitch stream app, it's, like, make sure my chat is all shared. But apparently none of that actually matters.
If I remember correctly, the reasoning behind that is because of there's laws in Japan that prevent people from being streamed without their knowledge.
And so if you can be streamed from the party chat without knowing them chatting. Yeah. That's, I suppose, fair. Okay.
Stupid Japan.
Are you going to pull up Facebook or Twitter, Andy? I can pull up
Twitter. I got the Facebooks.
All right, I'll pull up Twitter.
There isn't that much on here.
Ha ha, suck it.
And then we can double check the Twitch stream once we're done there.
All right. We're going through that right now.
There is nothing on Twitter. Literally nothing.
All right.
Twitter, you Twitter.
Oh, here we go. There are a couple of Twitters. I apologize. I was.
You had to figure it out.
It reloaded, and then it reloaded, and then it said, oh, yeah, no, really, I have two. So I have two. How are you going to cope with Keith coming back next year? Already covered.
We're going to go.
Exactly. Already covered. We're probably going to open up another podcast for Crippled System.
Holy crap.
So we'll have.
Well, Keith, I don't know. See, and you say that, but I don't.
I don't know if he's going to.
I don't think Keith.
Well, Keith might enjoy a break. Like, I mean, we enjoy podcasting. We all do. But we've all thought about taking a break in the past before. Like, it's. It's a lot of. It's a big commitment.
He's got a kid.
Not you, Andy. Yeah. Everyone else.
Well,
sometimes I wish people would just take a break.
Wow.
with his kid coming,
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I expect he will be a guest appearance once in a while, but I fully don't expect him to be a prominent member. But that may change. Who knows? Fair. But I just assume he'll be the occasional.
That's fair. All right, and then we have what's the best model unit in each faction that never sees play and is perhaps just awaiting a little push.
Did they send it to at Muse on Minis? Is that
no, they didn't. They actually it says at Crippled System and Zappity Grumble hashtags right there.
Weird.
Yeah, that's like they.
That is very weird.
Every something, faction.
Well, just pick your faction. What's something you want to see that's just not quite over the top?
Victorian Swordsman.
Okay.
Would be the
sworn they need one. They need something.
Well, to get them there. They said that they
need. Yeah, they need a little push.
Oh, I'll say. Oh no, I guess they would have their push. I'll say. Annihilators, they need something extra.
That is an untrue statement.
They need a UA.
You're a lying son of a bitch.
They need something. They die. They're 13-13. They're terrible. They die all the time.
No one likes
they
you.
They die in droves.
You're a lying son of a bitch.
They need stealth / incorporeal.
Okay, so my answer is going to be Strike Force for Rhett. Needs a little push.
Revenant Crew for Krix.
They're just right there, but not quite.
Well, Revenant Crew.
Revenant Crew. I would actually agree with that with Brian.
Yeah, they're close.
They just fail. They fail. But they're kind of clueless.
Yeah. For Rhett, I think Desters. If Desters could get, like, the... Not the Dester Thanes, but the Dester unit. If they could get a little something. They just need a little something. The Fearless from Virus is not really quite enough. It helps, because when that unit breaks, it sucks. But, like, I don't know. A UA that gives them Reform or something would maybe make it them get there. The problem is that everything they do looks like Light Cav, and then they're Heavy Cav. Like, that's the problem with Desters. It's unfortunate.
Raiders are kind of slow.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
They need to be fearless. No. Then they'd be playable. They're kind of unplayable currently.
They're unplayable trash.
Yeah.
When you do the Crix walkthrough, you're going to say they're unplayable trash. How about you, Andy? What's one from your faction?
I mean, there's mercenaries with all the character units. Like Sam McHorn and the Double Dogs. I think they could...
I agree. The Devil Dogs could use some more, a little love.
Something, you know, nothing really too huge. Otherwise, for trolls, I mean, well, definitely, I like the look of the sluggers.
Mm-hmm.
Sluggers look pretty damn cool, but I'm really not sure what you could do with them to make them better. They're
For Legion, we need a solo that gives all infantry an 10-inch bubble, Pathfinder, and Fearless.
No.
That would make our infantry playable.
No. Zappity.
Grumble. That's all we had on Twitter.
That's it. You said it was a couple.
Yeah, so two is a couple.
Oh, okay.
That's how math works.
What does your faction want for Christmas?
A solo that within 10 inches gives all our infantry Pathfinder and Fearless.
Neither UA that gives them stealth and corporal.
Hey, you asked.
Plus two speed.
Sluggers that have a built-in snipe and a move and shoot.
There you go. Run and gun? The worst move and shoot?
Probably. That's probably what they'll get. They'll probably get that. Get
is run and gun.
Yeah. Zappity.
Grumble.
What do you think the effect would be, if any, on the local and pro metas if there were no War Machine podcasts?
It'd be a better world.
It might be. I think that...
Well, you'd have to get rid of... I mean, really, to have an impact, you'd have to lose forums as well as podcasts to have any kind of impact.
I think it would be an impact without podcasts. I think that it would exist much more in local metas than the national one. Because the thing about the national meta is it happens at cons, and all of the same people would still be there, and all the same people would still talk to each other. So it wouldn't matter if they were podcasting it. They'd still hear each other. Like, most of us don't listen to each other's podcasts, but we talk to each other at cons anyway.
Yeah, who has time to listen to podcasts?
So... But I think... local metas, especially small local metas that don't have people that travel, would be very, very much affected. I don't know if it would be good or bad, but I think there'd be a big effect.
Mm. Yeah, I think. Well, I think most people need to not put so much weight into the experts of the podcasts. I mean,
that would be nice. But the thing is, like, these people that don't travel to events, like the people that get not just all the playtime themselves, but like I can go to an event and I can watch 50 games. Like I don't, but I could watch 50 games in a weekend. Mm-hmm. And like you just don't get that breadth of experience, that breadth of knowledge about the game if you're just playing in a local meta where you meet on Tuesday nights and play three games.
Okay. Well, no, what I was saying is like, you know, just like there's certain podcast celebrities that people put a lot of weight into whatever they do,
like
is golden.
Like me.
Yeah. Nobody like, yeah. Like you. No.
No.
The Jeremy heads out there.
I have just a huge fan base. Don't worry about it.
So your ego has got a huge base.
Hey, you got to be good at something. That's what I'm good at.
But all right, Zappity.
Grumble.
Who has the most baby face under all them beards?
I've heard that Andy has a baby face, although I've never seen it without a beard.
No, you probably won't.
Yeah, but that's what I've heard.
Shave it off.
No.
A beard like that is not trivial to grow back, as it turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, just do what you did last time. I mean, you had a very pro plan for that beard. You just got lazy and stopped shaving. And then
it worked.
What was my pro plan for
that?
That
was
beard?
Your pro plan.
You just stopped shaving.
Just stop shaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, it was very layered. Worked.
Yeah.
But
I had a situation that involved me having to get the beard shaved, and I was getting a new job.
Yeah, well, you're going to get fired soon.
Yeah, so I'll probably get fired, yeah. So if I get fired, I'll probably be... it depends on where I get the job or where I apply for the new job. We'll determine if I shave the beard.
Yeah, that's fair. You're getting a new job? Like, definitely?
No.
Okay, well, I was like, I hadn't heard about that. What?
Oh, well, eventually, when my position is eliminated, where I work,
his team will get fired at some point. Not Andy himself, but
the whole team will just be gone.
He's on a
downsized, as it were.
Yeah, yeah, we're the only two people in the company that does what we do, and
which makes it seem like, man, that's a really important thing.
Except what they do is unimportant.
What we do is it is important to our customers. It's not really important to management. That much at that times. But, yeah.
I also have... Katie says that my face is not attractive without a beard. I don't know if she means that it's a baby face, but I shaved it off when she first knew me, and she told me that until I grew my beard back, she didn't want to hang out with me.
Oh, somebody has mentioned that we could have a War Machine battle and have a loser shaves beard. That doesn't work for me.
No, Andy would not get involved.
Yeah, I would not play. I would just, you know, like, that type of stipulation means I don't play.
Yep. Zappity.
Grumble. Some jackass says something about an event on the 3rd.
We covered that already, John.
We already talked about that. Listen to
the podcast. Go back in time.
Maybe show up to the podcast.
Actually, he could have been there live. He could have watched it live and seen,
then tweeted it.
He could have been on the stream.
It was 18 minutes ago. We've been live for over that.
Yeah.
Dumbass, Nathan.
Dumbass.
Jeez.
Nathan. Rydia fan.
Yeah.
A little sick.
Zappity.
Grumble. What is on your wish list for this year's Steam sale?
I want the New Year's Steam sale to not have any games that I want because I have too many games already right now. I need them to hold that sale in like February or March.
That's not going to happen.
I'm aware.
I can't remember. What, there's a couple of PC games I really want that came out mid-year that I didn't buy because I was busy. But I just can't. The one thing we're playing WoW is other games. It's hard to think of other games because it's a commitment.
You people that play WoW, I will say this. Like, I used to have friends that I saw occasionally. Yeah. And like we'd get together. And like these friends, like they live pretty far away from me. It's like a whole block and a half.
Yeah.
So like a pretty long ways away from me. Yeah. And I used to see them occasionally and hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got on the WoW. They got on the crack.
You don't play your Destiny. It is your fault for hanging out. I board gamed for 6 hours before board games on Saturday.
Yep.
I've been playing board games every weekend. I was hosting
a party that day.
You weren't hosting a party at that moment.
Every weekend I have board gamed. Every weekend. You're
like, I have been to several, but
you've been to a couple.
When we showed up early for the party, you were doing something, and Katie was actually the only one cooking.
That is true. When you guys showed up, that is true.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Yes. I do things plus WoW.
Do you?
Yes. You're just the one who's always, can't make it. I'm too cool. On Mondays, and we're going to be doing some gaming on Friday. I'm going to have a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday board game thing going on.
Don't we have War Machine on Wednesdays?
Oh, you people do. I'm going to be doing it probably. The person I'm trying to do it on used to do a different ad. I'm going to try to do every other Wednesday board game thing. But I have every Friday board game thing and then every Monday board game.
I still really want to try the new game you got. What the fuck it's called?
Shadows of Brimstone?
I really want to play it.
We played it on Saturday for a couple hours.
I hate you so much.
Yep.
Even Andy liked it.
I knew I was going to like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
existing. Obviously.
I mean, it is Warhammer Quest.
Jim liked it. I was...
Jim likes Warhammer Quest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Jason liked it.
Jason likes Warhammer Quest.
I don't think Jason listens to our podcast, but if he does, Jason, you left a shirt at my house, which I'll have for you Wednesday.
Was he only wearing one shirt?
He had a dress shirt that he apparently took off, because there's a red dress shirt at my house now.
Weird.
I'm pretty sure it was his.
My board game is there. I'll get it someday.
Your board game is there. So he left a shirt. You left a lanyard, which you said you didn't. I asked you about the lanyard, and you were like, I was playing with it with Arya.
Cake?
A lanyard?
Like a thing you put over your neck that you can clip like a attendance badge to?
I didn't have a lanyard.
What lanyard it is then? Yeah, you were the one that told me you were playing with Arya with it.
No, I wasn't playing with Arya with anything. Who brought
a lanyard to a party?
Yeah.
I don't know where the lanyard came from then. So anyway, a lanyard got left. A scarf got left. I know whose that was. A shirt got left that I don't know who it is, but I think it was Jason's, and you left your board game.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things got left.
I left my cake.
You did leave your cake. If you had brought it, I would not have been sad, but now you left it, so I'm eating it.
Well, I want my cake.
You can follow me home and take it, I guess.
I don't know.
I might follow him and take his cake.
That's fine. I'll have to go buy my own cake.
Oh, it was a good cake, though, right?
It was really good.
It was a good cake.
I left for the. It was cake. A good choice.
The cake was there the whole night. You could have had some.
But no one. I wasn't gonna be the first person to take some cake. I mean, there was still. I was eating all the bison.
I was really drunk when I cut up the cake.
Yes, you were. I should have left and just took the cake with me.
You should have. That would have been like immediately. Hilarious. I'm taking my cake home with me.
Just go put it in my car.
It would have been great if we looked out the window and you were in your car, just rawr, stepping it on your face. And you come back in covered in cake.
So our next episode is 100.
It is.
Is it going to be special?
No.
All right. Fair enough.
No. Is any of our episodes special?
No, not really.
Have you listened to episode 10?
10's pretty good. 10
was pretty special.
10 was actually probably one of our probably best our episodes best we've ever made.
It was our best work.
Only episode with police involved.
Exactly. That's true.
I mean.
Exactly. Sorry.
Zappity.
Grumble. The Pants Party?
What?
This is Pants Party?
The Pants Party.
Zappity.
I mean, Grumble. There's no Pants Party, I understand, but...
Yeah. We didn't even talk about anything about Steam except for Jeremy running Steam.
Oh, yeah. I can't talk
about Steam. I asked you guys to go ahead.
I know there's some games that came out this year. I just can't think of what the games I want. Like when the Steam sale goes on, I'll just refresh. I'll look at it every day and go, oh, yeah, that game I'm going to buy. Because yeah. I don't buy a lot of new games on the PC the last half of the year because I know they'll be on sale for half off or quarter off on Steam sale at Christmas time. So I'll buy them then.
And there's also the Steam sale during the summer, too, which, you know.
Yeah, but the Christmas one's always the most ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, always, the Christmas one's always.
But I've been doing some board games lately. Like, the new XCOM game comes up for the board game very, very soon. And we'll be playing that a lot.
Nope.
I'll be in
we
my bunk.
We will be playing yeah. that a lot.
No, I will be fucking there for that.
You
actually, fuck you.
You have an amazing game table coming in the way. You
okay,
have,
so the new gaming table might be here like next week or the week after, by the
so,
way.
So, you know, if we go game there, you'll still, you and Kate, you'll still be on, well, we're busy doing our thing.
That is
we'll,
not
we'll
true.
Be gaming without yeah. you guys at
although,
your place.
To be fair, we do already. Katie has committed us to two different weekends in January already.
Look at that. I mean, we.
I shit you. I don't know what. Okay, this is not my fault. I don't have friends. Katie, and so I don't drag us out of town
is
on weekends.
Is she still on here? Do we know?
I don't know. I think probably. So.
When you graduate high school and you move away, you don't talk to your friends anymore. They're distant past people. Maybe you see them once a year and go, hey, we should hang out more. And then you don't hang out more because you have new life friends. The high school people go away. That's just life, and it's sad.
Oh. So, I mean, I should not be friends with
you,
you anymore?
You two should definitely not be friends yes. anymore. Yeah. That's true.
Exactly.
And I shouldn't talk to Chris anymore?
Nope.
Or Jeremy?
Nope.
I don't what? Know you from high school.
No, no, it's a different Jeremy.
well, with you, me, and Chris.
You're not the only Jeremy in the world.
You, me, and Chris,
I'm the only important
you,
one.
You, me, and Chris at least do the no, same things together.
Alex and JR were talking about a friend of theirs called Drunk Jeremy today, by the way. And then it turned out it was me. They were telling Megan that she'd never experienced Drunk Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I was like, Drunk Jeremy's awesome. And then they said, oh, no, Drunk Jeremy's a different friend of ours. And it turned out that was JR saying that to Megan, yeah. not to me. And so I was trying to figure out who this other friend Drunk Jeremy was. It turns out it was just me because Megan and JR don't drink. Yeah. So much like Brian, JR has experienced me inebriated. And it's an experience when you're sober.
Yeah. yeah.
But you already got two weekends booked in January. This is
really?
Why you.
This is not my fault.
This is why you miss out on these board games. And I'm even doing board
one,
games.
One stuff. Of them is not even people that I really know. I so maybe I'll just skip it.
And I'm getting things during the week board game. Board
I know.
Game night
so the during the week thing is hard because
well, I haven't even bothered to invite. And I haven't.
I know.
Invited
I'm anyone. Aware. The during the week thing is hard because Katie's work right now is kicking her ass, and yeah. so she comes home every night wanting to just like fall into a puddle. Like I am. Pretty much solely responsible for whatever we're going to eat. And it can be whatever I want. She doesn't care as long as I get food
yeah.
to our house in some way. And taking care of the animals. Because she's just like a puddle when she gets home. And I'm lucky if she's home by 6:30.
Well,
like, she's just working her ass off.
And that's why we don't record on
a weeknight.
The week.
Yes.
And I understand for right now that's a thing. But
yeah, and that'll get better. She's actually interviewing right now. The interviews are done. Like, she's getting ready to hire someone. The problem was, on her team, there were three people. Her and another gal, and then their boss. And their boss was fired, and the other gal quit. And then Katie was promoted to the boss position. So she's a new boss, and also doing the work of three people. So that will kick your ass,
yeah,
as it turns out.
But stop making weekend plans.
Yeah.
We have the 18th. We're doing this thing.
Yes,
with
that would. Oh, that's one of the two plans. So one of the two weekends is with you guys. Right. The other one's her friend's thing out of town.
Gotcha. So
let's wait. What?
You know about this?
You were involved
on the text.
You were on.
Sam.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, he sent it a group text.
It was a group.
So
text.
So it was very confusing when I started getting your guys' replies first, and then I got his message.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I responded like immediately.
Yeah, that was very confusing when I got that.
Yeah. But yeah, have we mentioned that, by the way? I don't know that's really worth
an
announcement.
Well,
but
well, I guess we haven't finalized. We're probably, well, I guess we're talking about.
We finalized the date now.
On the 18th, January 18th, which is a Sunday, we're going to be doing an all-day live stream IKRPG roleplay session.
Yep. Travis/Sam is going to be our game master, and it'll be the five of us on the podcast.
Hopefully everyone who will take a little bit of time beforehand be a little familiar with how to play IKRPG.
Well, I played it, and
well,
you've played
well, we
it.
We played it at War Machine Weekend, but Nathan and Andy.
Nathan and Andy, you've never played it, right?
Yeah.
Never played it. I own all the books.
Yeah. So I would get, you know, make a character before that.
Well, you made a character already, so did Katie and I.
That was mostly for Andy and Nathan.
Yes. Andy and Nathan need to make characters.
Yeah. Before that day.
I guess.
It takes place in Kador. He wants the majority of the party to be human. Katie, Brian, and I all picked human characters. So if you would like to be a non-human. We are allowed to have one or two non-humans in the party.
No, I could be an Ogryn.
It has to be one of the from the original book, so Ogryn's fine. And it has to be someone who would have a reason to be doing a mission in... not Kador, in Signar.
Signar.
It takes place in Signar.
Oh, I don't want to be in Signar. I was going to say, if I needed a reason to be adventuring with you guys, and if I was an Ogryn, it'd be because I had a fuzzy hat. that would be my
reason. Except now we're in Signar, so that no longer works.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah, it takes place in Signar. He told us it takes place in Signar. We must be mostly human, and we must have a reason to be helping the Signarians.
Yeah.
I have no reason.
Katie has already chosen to be a highwayman, what is it, lord? Or highwayman nobleman or something like that?
Yeah, it's
her backstory
aristocrat highwayman.
Aristocrat highwayman. So apparently she's Zorro?
Well, Zorro wasn't really an aristocrat, though.
He was, though.
Yeah, he was a big
fan. He was like a Spanish...
Well, I'm saying, like, his identity as Zorro was correct. Not was not correct.
We're not really sure how Katie's identity is going to work with the two. But the important thing for her was that she has a horse.
Yeah,
that was literally one of her important qualifications, was that she can get a horse.
It was a quality thing.
Yeah, somebody was asking if we're going to stream it, and barring anything horrible, we're probably going to stream it.
Yeah. Yes.
And if that goes well, it may be a thing we do every couple months.
Yes, that is the hope. Unless we're all just... if it turns out that the five of us are atrocious gamers and we shouldn't ever IKRPG in public again,
well, Travis may murder us all.
He might. Well, our hope... I mean, so there's two different games being played. Travis is playing IKRPG. The five of us are playing Can We Break Travis's Soul?
Oh, no. I already know that we could break Travis's soul.
Hopefully we don't play that game because it would be a violent answer.
There'll be donuts. He'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
There'll be donuts. We are going to start at like 8 in the morning.
Yeah, we are starting at 8 in the morning.
So we're going to be driving over there. If we're on Bryan time, we're leaving here at 5. No,
we're doing it in Madison.
He's coming to
Madison?
That's why we're starting at 8 so he can go home in a reasonable hour.
Where are we doing this?
Here? I assumed at my new gaming table because it'll be here by then.
Yeah, but I don't want to stream from your basement is horrendous.
The table's going to go in my living room. Like, we're moving our living room furniture downstairs, and it's going to be a gaming setup in the where the couch and stuff are now.
So your neighbor's walking across, what the fuck is going on there?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm going to be using the gaming table all the time.
It's an amazing table. It's an amazing table.
You guys are going to be like out visiting Katie's friends every weekend.
And for Bryan, Bryan's going to really appreciate it. So the way this table's built is underneath, there are cup holders and food trays, not on this on a whole another surface than the table. So anyone can have drinks or food or whatever, and none of it gets anywhere near the table in Bryan's games.
We need to have Sean Sullivan come over and play Shadows of Brimstone over at your place.
Yeah.
So you could spill beer on it too. So yours would match my Warhammer quest.
Well, these are games not out of print.
So anyway...
Yeah.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Anything left?
I don't know. I'm waiting for my phone to load right now.
Loading.
Favorite movies of the year?
I enjoyed the new Hunger Games. Mockingjay.
Guardians of the Galaxy is
obviously there.
It's a top three of the year for sure.
What would beat Guardians?
Well, I can't. I need to
I need to see the list of movies.
That would
of the
be
year.
Something we should do as a review.
We should do a 2014 in review when the year's officially over. We should, like, in January or something.
My problem with time is I can't. It's all abstract to me, so I can't remember what came out.
Well, we can look it up if we're doing it in January.
But I know Guardians is a top three answer.
Guardians is definitely top three. I've heard Interstellar is really good, but I haven't seen it yet.
I've heard about that too. I want to go see it.
Yeah, me too.
We should go.
I told Katie to go see it at the Dollar Theater once it's there. So if you want to come with me, you're welcome.
Oh,
to.
You should probably see that in normal.
I'm at this point. It's been out long enough. I'm just going to wait. It's going to be at the Dollar Theater before too long.
It's the visualness of it is so.
I want to see it in the theater, but I don't care if it's a Dollar Theater. The Dollar Theater behind Pegasus is not bad. Like, it's not an IMAX, but I wasn't going to pay to see it in an IMAX. I just wasn't. I know, Bryan, it's breaking your soul.
I didn't see an IMAX.
Oh, I didn't see it in IMAX either. I wouldn't want to see it in IMAX either, but to me, everything that I've heard about the movie is it's visually... I haven't seen it yet either. I heard it's visually and...
This weekend, we get to go see and be disappointed by another Hobbit movie.
Yeah, I'll be seeing that with Katie's family when we go visit this weekend.
Oh, that's this weekend. Yep. Oh, God damn it. Yep.
Yeah, I think it comes out like Thursday midnight, doesn't it?
Probably. Thursday releases always get pumped up like Thursday at 8 p.m.
It used to be Friday morning, and then it was Thursday at midnight, and it was like midnight was a thing for a while, and now it's like Thursday when you get off work at 4.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Which I'm fine with, to be honest. It's more convenient.
You're not really a midnight person, but I won't be seeing it Thursday or Friday. I'll be seeing it with her folks.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Her folks have her family in general has a tendency to like either not make plans at all or make plans and then just break them willy-nilly. So if I'm like... If I wait to see it till we're there at their house that weekend and they're like, oh, I don't really want to go see it, it'll be like, okay, well, you guys have fun doing whatever you're doing. I'm going to go watch the movie by myself. Bye.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's going to happen. I'm not, like, not seeing it this weekend. Yeah, I'll lose my shit.
Yeah.
So.
Any Zappities?
There were a couple on the stream. Did Andy paint anything yet?
No.
Nope. That's a quick answer. Dumb question. Who's going to be the first Colossal/Gargantuan caster? I mean, if you just mean huge bases, they exist. Are you talking like Karchev's a Warjack and Bethane is a war beast?
Yeah, I would honestly say that Thagrosh is already a colossal, or not a colossal, but a gargantuan caster.
He's not, though.
But I mean, he works really freaking well.
What they mean is works really well. I agree. Yeah. Thagrosh is amazing.
I think they mean like one. Oh,
are you talking about like a gargantuan?
Like epic Bethane climbs into the archangel sort of shit.
It's going to be Urshath. He's going to have more tacos, and then he's going to be.
That'll be a lot of
tacos.
He'll
just be a big blob with his little head. And, hey, everybody!
He just comes with his own little miniature set of a taco stand next to him.
it's like a little food court with a chef in the middle.
If somebody has some artistic talent, I want to see that drawn up.
That would be kind of fantastic. Somebody asked another Muse on Minis question. How do you feel about the new Protectorate meta, Vindictus Weapon Masters, and Amon Vigilant Spam?
I have no idea. Go ask Muse.
How do you feel about Dragon Age Origins? That was the first game, and it was really good. Dragon Age 3 that just came out, also really good, if that's what you meant?
Probably.
The Dragon Age 3, I will say this about Dragon Age 3, is... It doesn't, the fights do not feel nearly as tactically challenging. Like, there are fights that you just lose, but you can't do much to change it the way that you can freeze time and you can interact with the environment, but you can't, like you could in the first one where you could be like, all right, you guys spread out so we can drop a spell there. Like, it just doesn't work as well. Like, most of the fights, even though you've got that tactical control, break down into, I can win this fight, and therefore I could win it in real time, or I can't win this fight. Like, for instance, there are several fights in the first area you go into where you're like a level 2 that are level 12.
Yeah, like they're intended for you to run away from them.
Right. They're just intended to run away and come back. A couple of people have managed to cheese them out, but it's not really what the game's designed for. Like, if you're within a level or so, or a couple levels of the enemy, then you can win it pausing occasionally to do things and mostly play it in real time. And if they're not within a couple of levels of you, like, the game's really not built to allow you to exceed that challenge. It's just not really there. So that's a little bit disappointing, because the first one was so much that way. Like, every fight, especially when you had it so the spells damaged your party, felt like, okay, I got to be like super careful or my wizard's going to just blow up my whole party sort of a thing. So it's still good, but it's not quite the same.
I didn't really see much else there.
Yeah, that's about all I see.
All right, recommendations?
Yep.
All right, Jeremy, blow our minds. Blow our minds with this recommendation.
I recommend that if you have not purchased the expansion for Destiny, A, you should buy it, and B, you should play Destiny. The expansion is called The Dark Below.
How much is it?
You can buy it standalone for 20, or both of them together, both this one and the next one that's coming out, for 35.
Okay.
I believe that's true.
That was not to poo-poo on your recommendation, but no. That was my only slight bone of contention about the expansion, is that it only adds one dungeon.
I know. Two strikes. If you're on PS4, it's two strikes.
Yeah.
One raid, three missions, one of which you can't go back and repeat.
Oh, really?
One of the missions, the very first mission you do for Crota's End is a really, really quick one where you just like kill some guys, grab a sword, do cool things with a sword, fight a sword knight with the burden like in the raid so you can't jump and stuff. And it's like, and that's over, and you can't go back. Because a bunch of the bounties you get from the new gal involve killing things with a sword or killing someone who holds a sword. And so it would trivialize all of those bounties if you could just get them on that mission really quickly.
Oh, makes sense.
And so mission can't be re-entered.
No.
All right. Well, that was a very impressive of a recommendation, Andy. It's up to you to raise the bar.
My recommendation is somebody that I know our Australians fans might have some idea who they are. Clark and Daw. It's a comedy team that does kind of a lot of satirical humor, kind of like what Jon Stewart does here.
Okay.
But they only come out with like a new thing every Thursday. It's only 2 minutes, and it's usually an interview between the two, one of them pretending to be some member of the government or so. Hilarious banter between the two. It started off way back in the day, like 91. Had a interview between the two guys where they were talking about the front of a ship falling off. Just do a YouTube search for front fell off.
Okay.
And you'll find them. I've been watching them pretty much nonstop.
They're Australian, you said?
Yeah.
There's this Australian. Australian has some pretty good shit coming out of it.
But yeah, no.
That's because everything that's good has to flee that terror-infested island.
But Clark and Daw, they have their own channel on YouTube, and it's just awesome. And once we get off the air, I'll play just the front fell off for you. It's awesome.
I do have to go bring Katie dinner at work as well.
You have to bring her dinner at work?
She's like, I'm still here, and I'm starving. It was a text I got while we were on air. Katie not having her best day ever.
You know, I bet she'll be happy when she comes home after working an entire Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, at least she's salaried, so she's getting paid for that.
Yeah, at least she's totally getting it. Okay, so I'm going to pull a Nathan and have a second recommendation. Oh, there's my God. Video that was shared by Meg Smith on Facebook about Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put the link in our thread. And if you guys haven't seen this shit.
Is that the one where I haven't seen it. I was interested. It's
fucking hilarious.
All right.
It's fucking
hilarious. The Axis of Awesomeness is the Australian band I was thinking of, by the way. They play
amazing. Axis of Awesomeness.
Yeah, they are amazeballs. Like, I think they're the greatest thing in the world.
But yeah, so anyway, I'll have to put that link on
there. All right. My recommendation is simple. My recommendation is you go to Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, I don't know who you are.
Yeah,
and then you just search. Go to the comedy section, and don't even go to the comedy. Don't go to the movies. Just like, just listen to some new comedians because they keep putting specials on their thing. And
yeah,
it's so good to go. You know, I don't know who the comedian is. Let me play him. And you know what? Maybe he's dumb, but you can just stop it because it's Netflix and it's free. No, you're not paying for it. But man, when you like discover a new comic, then all you do is you spend like the rest of the day trying to find every special that comic has done. Hopefully, there's more of them on Netflix because you can stumble across such ridiculous awesomeness. For comedians, and I like it because I can if I'm in my room right now, I play a little WoW. I know it's shocking, but on my TV, I just put on stand-up comics. You don't need to watch it. It's all about listening. Yep. I mean, sure, some of it's visual sometimes, but, sure, but in usually, general, it's all about just listening to the different comedians. And Netflix is so good about having so many live comedians, and that just discovering new comedians on there is always a blast.
That's what I was saying before. It seems like they really, really up the ante on how many they bring in.
And they just... I mean, Jim Jefferies, I've known about, but they put he got a bunch of new specials on there.
I just got so
ridiculous. But there's so many other comedians out there you just can stumble across, and unless you don't like to laugh, and then you know just go play Cards Against Humanity because that's what you deserve. But otherwise, you just go to Netflix, listen to comedians.
I should have made that my recommendation. Right? Cards Humanity.
Oh, it would have been hilarious because you would have been wrong. Your opinions often can't be wrong because opinions are opinions, but that's a wrong opinion. That's an there's a rare example.
The rare example of an opinion that's actually wrong.
Yeah, it's a rare one, but it's accurate.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening to episode 99 of Crippled System. Yep. We look forward to having an atrocious 100th episode. So
100 episodes. That's sad.
Yeah. Katie and I will probably be like tired and out of it because we're going to be driving back from our parents' house that day.
Yeah,
so it'll be a high energy podcast
because we have to do it next week. Because if we miss next week, there's all the holiday.
Yeah, the holiday nonsense. It has to be next.
Has to be next.
And we probably will record through the holidays. We may not. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know.
After 100, we might have like a 2 week break or so.
Supposedly, Clockwork Box is coming back like very, very soon.
Oh yes, they gave a date. Yeah, they're coming. They have their.
I think they gave a date. I don't remember what it was.
Can we broadcast on the same time that they do?
Well, yeah, they
really don't do it live, so it doesn't matter.
Damn it. We'll have our 100th episode. There'll be balloons. We should
bring in 99 red balloons for 100th episode. Yeah.
No, it's just gonna be horrible audio of just like a lot of squeaking.
I was gonna get a balloon and then do the like letting air out.
We were gonna do a gift exchange, like random names in a hat. And we never picked names, so
I never did that. Yeah.
I may just bring gifts for people next week. I might not.
I think that's what we should do.
Do we want to do that part of the 100th episode also?
Yeah, well, it's like 4 days before Christmas.
Katie and I will have to think about.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be able to afford much because I had to get a new car.
You did have to get a new car. I haven't seen your new car, by the way.
It's the one outside.
It's the one outside.
There's a parking lot.
It's a newer one out there that you haven't seen here before. It's red there. No problem.
Good job.
I think because I didn't notice your car at my place either. Did you drive over to my place?
Yeah. It's a new car, not his old car.
I guess I wanted to know it was your car because it's a new car. Yeah.
That's the whole point of being new.
I noticed Jim's car. I was shocked that Jim drove over.
Yeah. And that was the thing I noticed when I pulled up at Pegasus last Wednesday. I was like, it looks very much like Jim's car.
It is.
And I went inside. Jim's inside. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Because everyone came in my place. Everybody was a swarm with like five.
There was a swarm. It was just like all of a sudden the party started at like 5:20.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah, you guys said we can come over.
So. We did say you could come over. That's true. Anyway, thanks for listening, everyone.